Hello and welcome to another episode of the Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your humble host and music bus driver on today's musical journey. A little different. So for this one, it is a New Music Friday. I want to go through, I want to play some of the new songs that came out today, give my immediate gut reaction. And the reason why this is a podcast-only episode is because if I tried to put this on YouTube, it would get claimed pretty much immediately, and I wouldn't be able to show any of you these songs. So this is based on the New Music Friday that Spotify puts out when these new singles drop. So this is a podcast-only episode. I'll probably do these types of episodes here in the future as well. So thank you for listening to the podcast version of the show. Also going to be dropping new videos and things like that as well on the YouTube channel, so feel free to check that out. So let's get into it here. New Music Friday, the first one comes to us from Miley, who has that album Flowers that is going to be coming out soon. Let's see, what's the date on the Miley release? Miley Cyrus, new album. It's going to be coming out on March 10th. Okay, I thought it was coming a lot sooner. So March 10th, let's play a little bit of Flowers here.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers.
I like it so far. I mean, it's, you know, obviously kind of like self-empowerment. I don't need a man. I don't need anybody else. I can do all these things myself. So, you know, gotta love the messaging there. We're not gonna play the whole song, by the way. But yeah, this is pretty solid. I mean, this is like a radio single. I mean, this is what these types of songs are. It's catchy. I'm interested to see, I mean, I would assume the album as a whole is going to be kind of a similar theme as far as like self-empowerment and female empowerment and things like that. The 2020 record Plastic Hearts is actually not bad. I mean, I think it got some press at the at kind of the beginning and then has really kind of gone away over the past couple years. But that wasn't a bad record, and I do like the direction that Miley's going in general. I think with Plastic Hearts, she was like, going too hard on the rock realm, like I'm Joan Jett, this is what I am now. And I think with this one, it sounds like she's getting back to some of her pop roots as well. Let's see, what's another song that was released today? New Music Friday. Again, these aren't album reviews, this is just going to be singles reviews. This one comes to us from M83, who I feel like has not been around for a while here. Yeah, I mean, the last, when you look at the discography, I mean, the last album was 2019. But, I mean, I feel like I haven't listened to M83 since that 2011 Hurry Up, We're Dreaming album. Very fuzzy. I don't know if that's on my end or their end. So this is going to be another March release, it sounds like. Album is going to be called Fantasy. And this song in particular is called Ocean's Niagara. So yeah, I mean, if you listen to M83 at all, obviously kind of electronic, poppy type elements. That fuzz is on my end or their end. This one comes to us from Party Next Door. It's called Her Old Friends. Party Next Door is a group that I or sorry, not a group, an artist that I listen to a little bit just doing this show. Canadian singer. See, what was the last album that he put out? Last album was 2020, called Party Pack. Or no, there's Party Mobile. And then also Party Pack was put out that year too. That was like a 7-song album. I hate when a cute girl see a bad bitch and try to get the bad bitch to do every shit. Yeah, and on my name. Hate when a bad bitch can ever done. Every time she throw a little tantrum. She wanna fuck another nigga in vain. Ooh, on my name. Ask me about it real out loud. Early 2023 will be another album from Party Next Door. Yeah, I mean, this is solid. This is solid. If the album's like this, I mean, this is going to be one of those kind of chill hip hop records that you can enjoy. So yeah, I like this a lot. I mean, I guess I gotta start giving ratings on these. So the Miley song, I would say that was a solid, let's say like 7-8. Or no, so let's go. Miley was a 7-3 out of 10. It was nothing spectacular. It was definitely more like, hey, this is a radio-friendly hit. It's good. It's catchy. You like it. The M83 song, I mean, I didn't really give it too much of a chance to get anywhere. It's probably somewhere in the sixes. And then Party Next Door, this album, this song, it's probably in the mid to high sevens. So maybe, you know, 7-7, something like that. It's hard to tell, obviously. I'm not listening to the whole thing. Paramore still, I believe, has a new album that's going to be coming out this year as well. Everybody does. So this one, CS Coma Ka, I guess that's a French term. So let's hear this one. No, Se Coma Sa. And this one's coming out in February. The album's called This Is Why. The Paramore sound shift is so interesting. Obviously coming from like the punk rock roots, and then this is like very different. A little funky. Because the last Paramore album was 2017, After Laughter. That had some of those, you know, Hard Times. Everybody knew that song. So that's fine. I mean, I'd like to hear what the album's going to sound like as a whole. I didn't necessarily find that song that interesting. I think that would probably be, you know, like a 6-6 for me, something like that out of 10. But, you know, not bad, not bad. But yeah, I think I'm more interested on what the whole album is going to sound like as a complete work. Let's hear Moneybagg Yo and Glorilla on What You Want.
Glorilla, woo, on the gun, hey.
Fuck my hoe, fuck that bitch, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Leave me alone, don't text my phone, it is what it is, I'm on what you on.
Fuck my nigga, he ain't shit, boy ain't good for number dick. Flogging like you with your niggas, pussy boy, you with that bitch.
What, asking me about bitches in the city that she think I'm fucking? Look dead in her eyes before I lie, I'd rather tell her nothing.
So you ain't got shit to say now, huh, dumbass.
I'd rather tell her nothing, smirking in her face.
What the fuck, funny?
Then I say change the subject.
So Moneybagg Yo had that album, A Gangster's Pain, come out in 2021. He's been putting out music for about, you know, 6-7 years or so. Solid artist. Again, not necessarily somebody that's going to be, you know, super, super mainstream. Memphis artist. Puts out some pretty good records out there. I mean, you know some of them, like Run It Up and Time Today. You've heard some of those songs. But yeah, this is fine. So, you know, Glorilla obviously bringing kind of the female MC component. Also from Tennessee. So this one's On What You On is a song. Again, these are just my immediate reactions. I haven't had a chance to like dive in or anything, but yeah, this sounds fine. I mean, this beat goes hard. This is probably like you know, 7-7-1, something like that. Something in the low sevens, I would say. Let's go with Gracie Adams. Where Do We Go Now? That's our next track here.
24th Street, where you held me, grabbed my arm. What a mental fire alarm.
So this is in that like chill electro pop realm. Gracie Adams has never put out a full-length album. It's all been EPs and singles. So her debut album is going to come out. It's going to be called Good Riddance. This is good. This is kind of like, for those who know me, and this is kind of my style. I kind of like this style of song. Really solid female singer. Good pop backing. Yeah, I bet this album is probably going to be pretty good. I wonder, have they announced when it's coming out? Let's see. February 24th. So we got some good music coming out in February and March in particular. Let's get through a couple more here. Let's play Daughter, Be On Your Way. Daughter's last album, 2017, music from Before the Storm. Kind of a moody folk, electronics. You probably know Daughter from the song Youth or Medicine, Smother. So they've had a couple really solid hits. This new album is going to be called Stereo Mind Game, and it's going to come out April 7th. So yeah, this is in that realm of like the XX and like that type of sound here, kind of hushed sound. So this is good. I don't think I rated Gracie Adams from the last one. Or Abrams, Jesus. Gracie Abrams. Gracie Abrams, that song, Where Do We Go Now, that I was playing. That's probably, like, again, I don't like to go too high with these because I haven't spent too much time with them. These are gut reactions. But that Gracie Adams track was probably going to be a, 7-2, 7-3. This song, kind of in the same realm. Like, I see the direction. I see the signature sound or hear the signature sound. I think this could be a really good album as well. Looking forward to that. Let's bounce around a bit here. We got this one comes to us from Vado. Don't know much about Vado.
Yeah.
The song's called Celebrate.
So you've been working hard.
They have 3.3 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Oh, it looks like this is actually off a new album from Vado called Mood Swings that dropped today. This song's called, yeah, Celebrate. You've been on your shit, so let's celebrate it. Cause something feels so inviting, got me excited. Yeah, it's something I want to. So it looks like Vado appeared on season 4 of The Voice. Definitely has R&B skills. So this is, sounds like a type of album that if you want to chill, listen to some solid R&B crooning here, this would be it. So for what it is, yeah, I mean, this is, this is probably like a 7.7, 7.8. All right, let's get through a few more here. Just trying to give you a taste, a little taste of some tracks you might want to check out here that that dropped today. This one comes to us from, let's go with Blanco Brown. It's called I'll Never. So Blanco Brown, if you don't know, is kind of a hip-hop and country artist. He calls it trailer trap. This is obviously more of like a pure country song here. This is good. Blanco Brown put out an album back in 2019, Honeysuckle and Lightning Bugs. And then since then, it's been a lot of like singles and things like that. I think he did some stuff with T.I. before. So yeah, it's kind of blending the country world and hip-hop world at times. But yeah, this is clearly kind of pure country here. But this is good. This is probably like the 7.5, I would say. It's probably somewhere in that round. Given everything, so I know in the 7. People are like, you're giving everything a 7. Let's go with Ty Dolla Sign. Dolla Sign, sorry. 2022. Or is it where it begins? The fact that we can be friends is so unfortunate. Leaving it all behind. 2022. Ooh. 2022. So Ty Dolla $ign put out an album in 2021, Cheers to the Best Memories. So my guess is this is leading into a 2023 release in some capacity. This came out last week, by the way, January 7th, looks like. All this hate in the air, and I know that life ain't fair for you to leave me, yeah, 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 yeah. 2022. So looks like there's going to be a collaboration between Ty Dolla $ign and Mustard. It says, I haven't confirmed the album's title or release date, so we'll see. But yeah, this obviously sounds good. It's not really necessarily going anywhere yet with this song. I thought it would be me and you. But my 2022, mama, yeah. This one comes to us from Johnny. Mm-hmm. So this single came out today. This is good. I mean, the production on that is really high quality. So I'm interested to see if Johnny's plan is to get out some more albums. I know he's put out some, looks like some EPs. That's mainly been it, EPs and singles. Put out quite a few songs last year, so we'll see if this is all leading into another album release. Let's go with two more today. So that one's really solid. I mean, I'd venture to put that in like the 8-1 type realm, something like that. Let's go with Julia Wolf, Rookie of the Year.
I'm the motherfucker rookie of the year. Used to wanna have the shit my fear. A lot of unfamiliar faces in here. Talking me, I would never change, I swear. I'm the motherfucker rookie of the. I wrote this all on my bedroom walls just to make it more real. Past life feeling like a souvenir. I'm the motherfucker rookie, I braid my own hair and bet on myself. Time spent alone was good for my health. I spun the straw to gold again and again and never burned.
Obviously has some hip-hop undercurrents to the production side. I heard fakeness in everyone's voice. I stay guarded and I stay. So this looks like it's actually off of a new album that came out today, called Good Thing We Stayed, Julia Wolf. I like this.
Lot of unfamiliar faces in here. Talking me, I would never change, I swear. I'm the motherfucker rookie of the.
I have to check this one out, and I'll be doing some album reviews and things like that on the channel too. So, as things come out this year, so yeah, I'll listen to this one for sure. So yeah, I mean, this as a song goes, I mean, this is definitely kind of a high sevens, something along those lines. All right, let's go one more New Music Friday release. Just trying to give you something to maybe pique your interest to go check out yourself. We'll go with Mimi Webb, Red Flags.
First time we went out, you said you never
super
sit down
voice.
Without a doubt. You said your ex still comes around. I found the things around your house. What's that about? Don't take a genius, yeah, I see it. Even my friends hate they are with you. A million reasons should be leaving. I need more hands to count all the issues.
Oh yeah, this is a pop hit for sure. Mimi Webb, debut album Amelia will come out March 3rd of this year. So yeah, February and March just seem stacked. And yeah, this is good. So I'll let Mimi Webb actually play us out here. I hope I gave you some. A couple songs here. This is, again, just based off the New Music Friday playlist that Spotify puts together. So if you have Spotify, you can go check out some of these songs yourself. There's quite a lot that I did not play. I mean, they put about 5 hours of music on there. So go check it out. Definitely explore some of the artists you've never heard before. Have fun. I mean, that's all music is. So hope you enjoyed this. Give me some feedback when you get a chance. And I'll see you guys here soon. This has been another episode of The Music Rabbit Hole. One more time, this is Mimi Webb, Red Flags.